Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, The Ghosts of Rome by Joseph O'Connor has been announced as the overall on Post Irish Book of the Year 2025. I caught up with Joe a little earlier. I began by congratulating him on his win.
Thanks very much, Shane. Yes, I'm honoured and overjoyed and very thankful to the readers and the judging panel and everybody who's supported The Ghosts of Rome since it came out in January. And it was a lovely surprise and a delight to win the Book of the Year award.
It's for those who haven't read the book, it's the second in what I believe is going to be a trilogy, but it's the sequel to My Father's House, which many people will remember was a brilliant novel focused on Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, of course, many people will be familiar with, and his activities in the Vatican at the time of World War II. And this is kind of the continuation of that. Maybe I know Hugh O'Flaherty features in it, but it focuses on different characters as well.
Yeah, so My Father's House is the first book of the three, and that came out 2 years ago, and it centres, as you say, on the activities of a real person, Hugh O'Flaherty, who was brought up in Killarney, as a Catholic priest. He found himself in the Vatican during the Nazi occupation of Rome from September 1943 to June 1944, and he realised that because the Vatican was a neutral state, became a neutral country in 1929, he realised that if he could smuggle refugees from the tyranny into the Vatican, he would be able to save many, many people. So he put together a group of 7 or 8 helpers from different backgrounds, different faith perspectives, different outlooks, and they worked away in secret in the Vatican, and they may have saved up to 7,000 people. So his group that appears in My Father's House is called The Choir. It's a group of 8 activists. And one of the members of the choir is a woman called Giovanna Landini. She's a completely fictional character, and she is the central character, the central presence in The Ghosts of Rome, which is the current book. So My Father's House is set Christmas 1943. The Ghosts of Rome is set at Easter 1944. And Hugh O'Flaherty and all of the people from the first book appear in it. But Giovanna Landini is the heroine of this one.
Yes, he seems like an extraordinary character. Joe, I think, she's known as. After, was it one of the
Little Women.
Little Women, of course.
Great heroine of Little Women, Joe March. The Contessa in the book loves Little Women in Italian, Piccole Donne. And my wife, Anne-Marie, who's a playwright, has adapted Little Women for the stage. So it's a little way of blowing a kiss to Anne-Marie as well. So Joe Landini, yeah.
I read you. You were talking about the pleasures of living in Rome. Having to live in Rome must have been a tough station.
It's awful.
It sounds terrible. In order to immerse yourself. Yeah, I know the lengths. It's extraordinary. What was it about this particular part of World War II that attracted you?
Well, it was the people, really. Shane, you know, I hadn't heard much or read much about Hugh O'Flaherty over the years, other than stuff that was repeated about him. And I just kept coming back to his remarkable courage. I mean, your listeners who've been to Rome will know that at the edge of St. Peter's Square, there is the boundary line which the Nazis painted on the ground back in those days. And it made quite clear to Hugh and his little group, if we catch any of you with one foot over that line, it's death. And yet, you know, his heroism, his bravery, his selflessness, he also, like, he's not a saint, and people who've read the books will know that he's portrayed as a very real man. So it's to me, it's a book about kind of hope and courage more than it is just about a particular period in history. That's when it's set, and I certainly did all of the research. But I think Hugh would have been a really remarkable man, no matter where and in what era he lived.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a line, we can resist, that is the meaning of grace. And it struck me, it's a very relevant book, a relevant line for what's going on in the world today, not just back in 1943, 44 and 45.
Well, fascism works by the big act, you know, the big drama and the big things that it does. But it also needs everybody to give it minuscule concessions because they're afraid of standing up. They don't want to bother. They feel there's nothing they can do about it anyway. And that's why we turn the other way. And what's really remarkable about Hugh and his group is they were all very human. They had that. But they were able to say, no, enough is enough. I have to do something. And there were the days when they couldn't save everyone. And there were the days when they couldn't save anyone at all. But in order to live with their own humanity, they had to say, I'm going to do what I can today. And it won't be perfect. Some days it won't even be good, but I am going to stand up to this. So that's the lesson that I would take from it. But at the same time, like, this is a novel, and the first duty of a novel is not to lecture people. It's to be beautiful and page turning and thrilling. But I think people will see resonances with the contemporary world if they read The Ghosts of Rome. And to me, it was a very hopeful thing to spend time with these characters and to realize people have gone down awful roads before, and it is possible, even in a very difficult, challenging world, to live with hope. And, you know, the characters are like lighthouses in that way. And that's what I found spending time with them writing the book.
Yeah, a nice sentiment there from Joseph O'Connor, who I caught up with earlier after his fabulous win. I'm really looking forward to reading that
book.
Yeah,
me too. I definitely am.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.